You may have thought Thanksgiving dates back to the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts, but in a moment we'll travel to the farm that claims to have held that first feast many years prior to the Pilgrim's Meal. The American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers, returns after this.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Malcolm Jameson farms on one of the oldest homesteads in the country.
Actually, it was settled in 1619, which was one of the early settlements after Jamestown as they came up the river. We have situated on a hill here overlooking the James River, which was the first road in this country.
About 40 settlers arrived here on a ship called the Margaret. When they landed, they actually began a tradition that we still observe today.
They had explicit orders to hold a celebration of Thanksgiving. The Barclay Company from Barclay Castle in Gloucestershire was concerned about a religious discipline, which they thought was lacking in Jamestown. And in the ship's log, it was recorded there by the captain that when they landed, they had a celebration of Thanksgiving to Almighty God for their safe delivery. And there we have absolutely documented, we have a letter from the Kennedy White House saying that was the first Thanksgiving in the English-speaking world.
That Thanksgiving was less of a feast and more of a thanks to God for a safe journey. It does make it the first Thanksgiving, though, beating out the claim of Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts. But that first colony did not survive for long.
In 1622, they'd been here a little over 3 years. There was an uprising by Chief Powhatan's son, Opecan Canoe, that was the one, same one that in the history books remember almost wiped out Jamestown, but it was what they were warned. And this settlement here and several others up the river were completely destroyed.
Berkeley Plantation was reestablished around 1700 and claims to be the site of that first Thanksgiving. But it was also the home to the 9th President of the United States. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Charles City, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.